Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's going on?
What's up? Welcome to the reunion part one episode. We are so excited. I can't wait to break down every freaking sentence with you.
seems like I did. And now my new phone is just a little too eager because I'm trying to still voice text take notes while the show's on, and then, like, if I forget to hit, like, off microphone, it pretty much, I understand how the people that are transcribing podcasts now, they just do voice thing, and it does the whole thing for them. They just literally, like, I look down at my screen, and it's like, Andy said that blah, 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 but it's like, you can't totally use it because it misses some words here and there, but I'm like, oh, wow, it just wrote three paragraphs.
I know.
I literally don't want to read the reunion word for word. Like, there's, just watch the reunion, you know?
That's why I get terrified whenever, like, I'm shit-talking someone that my phone is on and it's, like, transcribing word for word what I'm saying. So I always, like, check my phone. If I'm, like, getting in, like, to a real big shit-talking, you know, sesh, I'm like, please don't be transcribing what I'm saying.
Like the time I had the kids in the jacuzzi and I was texting you
and then
they did something.
So funny. I was like, oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop. I was like, literally like, hey, can you podcast tonight? Stop it. You'll drown. And then your face will get stuck that way. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, what? Oops, you caught me like mid lecture.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, there's, oof. That's just scary.
Yeah.
Wrong text. Oops. So, what'd you think?
I still have, like, mixed feelings. I don't know. I think, like, my overall feeling is a little disappointment. I'm feeling a little disappointed because just at the overall season, like, I'm feeling a little let down, and then because I feel like the reunion is, like, a little telling, like, it's making me feel the way I felt the whole season. But I'm like, it's only part one. I know Joe is coming next week, which is going to be freaking, I can't wait for that whole thing to see what's going to happen. So, like, I know there's more coming, but I don't know. That's why I need to, like, talk it out to, like, feel better.
We did hear the first part was going to be probably a little snoozy. And again, it's more of this, just like it was the whole season, how Ariana's wrong. And it's kind of like, she needs to film with him. She needs to do this. She's wrong. She needs to get over it. It's like, what someone pointed out, what we talked about last time, someone pointed out about Lala, it's like, maybe, why don't you just focus on your own storyline instead of just, like, trying to make this one happen because it's all you guys have to hold on to? Like, are you saying you're not interesting enough to create your own stories? Because even this Katie Lala thing, like, why didn't, if Lala's such a truth bomb, why didn't she bring this up then? Like, their little spat in the phone call, which clearly was just a huge misunderstanding, and I believe Lala totally reading into something Katie wasn't her intent, but that should have been part of the season. Like, where was that storyline that really had nothing to do with Ariana? I mean, it did in a way, but yeah, I would have liked to, Lala should have called Katie out on that during the show, so then we could have had, like, the Katie Ariana conversation of, like, do you really feel like I abandon you, and, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess actually Lala popping off on the after show, now that I think about it, does not make sense time wise because she's talking about a phone call saying how she was blindsided. She wished she would have had a heads up about Broadway. And that Katie's not being honest. She's saying one thing and filming for the audience, pandering to the audience and to Ariana, but then lashing out to Lala, like on the phone calls privately. That's not what they were filming in the summer. Ariana didn't have Chicago back then.
Yeah, well, they do the after show stuff more currently, right? Like that happened. I thought so.
So you think Lala was not talking about Katie was pandering to the audience during filming or just during the after show?
Oh no, I think she was talking about that. Like I don't know. I don't know.
Like to be complaining that early when it's like 3, 4, 5 months in before. I would think Katie would have complained during like Dancing with the Stars and then the lead up to Chicago, which was all after filming. So how could have Katie brought that up on film? It hadn't happened yet. She hadn't been frustrated yet. I don't know. I'm just talking out loud with the timeline.
I'm pretty sure that that filming did happen after Chicago. We'll look into that. That's a great point. Let's timeline that.
No, I'm saying Lala's complaining, saying Katie has been bitching to Lala about Ariana not being there, but then she turned around and filmed, like, pretending everything's okay mm-hmm. with Ariana mm-hmm. and pandering to the audience.
Yes.
I took that as mean filmed all season. Well, it's like, well, season wrapped September 1st, so these frustrations hadn't happened yet. How could she pander to the audience or Ariana when she hadn't yet been frustrated yet? The frustration came like in the fall timeline.
Yeah, okay.
But after show stuff, yes, totally on the table. You'd be right on that and reunion. But yeah, anyways, it's getting mucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wish there would have been a little bit more for other people's storylines so we could just get off this one thing. And then, but it, you know, there, that was a couple of the hot points, but I felt like Lala, that was a stretch because I feel like Katie's intent was not about custody. It was probably about why don't you like spend less time out there barking about send it to Daryl and your attorney and more time with a therapist. I don't think she meant, why don't you stop with your attorney and your dumb custody thing and go to therapy? Like, I think she was talking about Daryl and the merch and the whole, you know, thing of it. Mm-hmm. And then Lala's like, you talked about my custody. It's like,
I was like extremely frustrated that in the world of receipts, they didn't throw up the so-called DM. If it happened, show it. Like, I don't want to hear Lala retelling it. And you could tell Katie was like, that's not what I, then put it up. What did you say exactly?
Yeah, where's your phone? Have those screenshots
ready.
Yeah,
that's like, until I see the screenshot, like, I think they're both full of shit. I really do.
Yeah, we need to see actual words.
Yeah. And it also, like, is bothering me how, like, she's like, she slid into my DM. So, like, I don't, like, I guess people talk on Instagram. Like, I text my friends when I have something to say. I don't, like, do it on Instagram. Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, that's true.
But maybe they're just saying, like, maybe that's just, like, another way to describe it. I don't know.
I just felt she pulled this mommy card a bit much when it didn't apply. Like, I can't imagine Katie saying something about custody negatively and telling her to, you know, that seems far-fetched to me. And then she gets in her gangster voice. She's like, you ain't got no business. I got a business. I'm my livelihood and I pay for my child with it. It's like, oh, okay. Is that your, I'm a tough bitch voice?
And like, what is her business exactly? Her business of like putting like a little phrase on a t-shirt, or her business of like the cosmetics that
don't sell. Yeah, they yell. She made fun of the, what is the Tom Tom brand? Do they even have one? What is it, like a lightning bolt? It's like, well, what is yours? A face with yellow hair?
Yeah.
Let's give them Lala. And yeah, she said she's abandoned. Like, if you haven't noticed, if you're on their mailing list, you get like 6 emails a day. Like, must go, buy one, get 10 free, blah, blah. It's always on sale. Like, that's why when we did giveaways, I mean, it still costs money, but I try to do it around some kind of like holiday or whatever, where like there's always a sale, like 60% off. But then sometimes on the holidays, it's like 80% off, and then buy 10, get 20 free, But she said herself that she's getting away. She's dropping the brand. She's rebranding.
Well, it's like makeup is so popular right now. Like it's all my kid talks about. That's all the teens are consuming. But I guarantee you none of them are going to give them lalabeauty.com. Like they're going to Ulta, they're going to Sephora where her products
Yeah.
are not. And it, like
They're
there's
buying
just
Rihanna. They're not
yeah,
buying
there yeah.
Lala.
Yeah, there's just yeah. Or if they're going to order anything online, it's going to be like the Hailey Bieber, not frickin' Lala Kent.
Kylie. I remember on one of her podcasts, and it was a while ago, but I feel like a year, but maybe 2 years, she had said she hit that six-figure mark. But she wasn't, I felt like that was in sales, not profits. But also, that's not very much.
Like I'm like I don't this like I think this was bothering me too about the reunion. I don't want to knock Lala's business. I think great. Like have your business support Ocean. Like I want all of the cast members to have things that they are successful at. But it's the way she puts down other people
Yeah.
and then like if we happen to say something about it then it's like then we're trolls. But like she can talk shit about everybody. I think that's what it is. It's just like she the hypocrisy of it all. It's like and I also think she gets on something and like maybe people react or laugh to it. So she says it like 18 more times. Like how many times are we going to hear something about her? Something about her is nothing about her. It's not even open.
She does. She's like a kid that way when they just keep repeating the thing because they saw you laugh.
Yeah, and then they look at you to see like if you're if like the laugh
Well,
is as good as the last one.
you know why she does that? Because she surrounds herself by Jessica and Easton. That's called their daily podcast. Oh, la! That's so funny. I could watch you 24 hours a day. It's like, stop feeding the beast.
And she is fun, like she's funny, but there's just something
Scabby,
well,
sure.
I think we'll get into this when we talk about the whole episode, but to me, Lala has like really been exposed as being in this like 100% for the reality show of Vanderpump Rules. Like, they all used to preach like the reason this show works is because we all are really friends. We all really hang out. Like that's been the biggest shtick forever. And I think now like the mask is kind of falling down from that because they're not. Like they've all shit talked each other on the show, filmed and been like, we actually aren't friends. We don't even talk to each other. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like she's frustrated that, the other people aren't playing ball. She wants to continue this train and she'll do so however she needs to get it done. And to me that it's like,
She's playing producer too
yeah, and
much.
it's kind of ruining it for me. Like I want the fourth wall broken. But yeah, I don't want it. I don't want to hear it from Lala. I don't know.
Yeah, just the way she was with the Katie stuff, and Katie's like, I've always been this way. I'm not, well, if you basically she's saying, if you want to make a good show, you need to be this way. And she's like, I'm not going to change who I am to make a good show. And that's good for Katie because at least if nothing else, she's consistently herself, which may not be compelling a lot, but she's not wrong about her statement there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was because Ariana's a fan favorite right now. That must have killed Lala to say that. So you don't want to fuck with her on camera because the audience will turn on you. But like, that's where Katie was like, yeah, that's not it. That's not who I am. So, all right. So back to the beginning. They said something about her was open. It's not open. It's supposed to be open next week from today. Do you think they're going to be there? I think probably not.
What do you mean?
Katie and Ariana.
You don't think they're going to be there?
I mean, part of me, the more I think about it, they're probably thinking, oh, it's going to be crazy and overwhelming, and let's get the hype out and let people get their sandwiches, and then we'll pop in 3 days later or
That
something.
would be such a horrible decision.
Okay.
Like that'd
Good.
be like the Toms not being at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, let's see.
Yeah, I would say that would be like incredibly disappointing for their brand.
Yeah. All right.
But I also like nothing has been said. I don't
Yeah.
understand their
There's no promos going
yeah.
on.
It's like, yeah, we're definitely not getting like a hype about it. Yeah, it's like I guess that's just
Jax is ahead of the game with Jeremy's birthday. He already announced that, and it sounds like a casual thing. And I'm like, he's ahead of you guys, girls. Come on.
Yeah, that's freaking really weird. Like, what the hell?
Hey, I saw it was my phone when you open it up and it just says, suggested friends or something, and then it said follow back, and it was Jax. And I was like, wait, he follows us and we don't follow him? Wow. So I quickly corrected that. I was kind of impressed for ourselves. Okay,
Well, it's probably because like he unblocked us or something.
Yeah. So, okay. We've kind of talked about this when we talked about our first look, but Lala, kind of backing up Raquel and Tom as opposed to Ariana. Like, she tells Ariana how proud she is of her, but the real heroes here are Raquel and Tom because they did it without a support system. They showed up here. Ariana's face was given Ariana's face. It was great. The eye roll, the hand, like, I give up gesture. I'm like, Ariana, I really wish you would have watched the whole season and the after show. So, because she was, up to this point, very happy with Lala. And it seems like the whole reunion, she is. It's like, you should have watched the, but I get why she didn't.
That's the big shebang. That's
Yeah.
it. That's what they are trying to create in our mind that, oh, like Ariana doesn't know what Lala did, and then they're gonna bring down the hammer and show the clip of what Lala said, and then Ariana's gonna blow up, blah blah blah. Lala probably had a little phone call with producer Jerry about that, you know? They're probably like, here's what we'll do. That disgusted me. Yuck. I don't like it.
Yeah. He's getting himself real in there.
Yeah.
Even the final after show and everything,
Let's hop
especially
on a
it's
call. Let's hop on a call about
oh,
this.
are you still there?
Let's
Yeah.
talk Let's talk about the conversation that you had with Lala, and let's talk about that on a three-way. How natural.
Ariana, don't go out this way. Ariana, he's turning in, he's morphing into Sandoval.
Yeah, Ezel, Ariana, we had a phone call about this. You promised. Why are you changing your mind?
Okay, this Schwartz, he's sick of paying 100,000 in rent over the last 2 years, but then he does it again, and he said this on a recent podcast. He's like, oh no, the roommate thing, right? That was just my, he literally said this on a podcast last week. That's just my bit. I was just doing a shtick. Yeah, we're not going to be roommates, but I'm just doing a bit. Like, so you're doing a comedy bit for the show. Because, I mean, I guess at least he's trying to create a storyline outside of Ariana.
Yeah. What did you think about like the little argument between Sandoval and Lala about the term groomer?
Oh my God. So, and this is also kind of looping Schwartz into this. This is the moment when I really see Schwartz's dark energy. Like, we all know it's there. We've seen it we've seen glimpses, you know, when he dumps the drink on Katie's head, when he tells Katie he can't stand the sound of her voice, and then here, when he's basically, like, again, blaming it all on Raquel and saying what a conniving, more so than Tom, you know, it's all rubbish. She's spinning this narrative of Sandoval masterminding, and she was some kind of victim. It's all malarkey. And Tom's like, yeah, we both did it. We both did it. He's like, it's rubbish that he said Tom groomed her. And he's like, that's slander. You know, that involves pedophilia. Okay, I'm going to say this because I was up. I couldn't sleep. I was sad that I can't sleep because of the stuff. But he's like, it involves pedophilia. And she's like, no, it does not. No, it does not. And she's doing what Ariana says she does. Tanisha, all you do is just yell the same thing louder and louder until someone's like, forget it.
Yeah.
I understand he got the, you know, definition wrong. I'm sure she knows the definition more correctly than he does. But I do kind of get what he's saying, because to your average person, without truly knowing what grooming means and the true, like, definition of it, there is an implication there of, because you think of grooming, you think of someone young, mm-hmm. you think of a young girl or a young boy. And so then that kind of implies some kind of, you know, pedophilia. So even though that's not what it means, there's an implication there that your average person kind of has that vibe mm-hmm. when they think of grooming. So he's not wrong, but he is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Definition wise, he's wrong. But feeling wise, yeah, there's that stigma attached to it. I don't know. All these, everything's a little extreme. Like, that's a bit extreme. I think Ariana saying I stood up to my perpetrators was a bit much. Like, could you have used maybe a different term?
It's just like, I don't know. And then, like, are we allowed to say, like, that's unfair to victims? Like, I guess there's different degrees of, you know, like, you can look at it from any perspective. But I don't know. I feel like there was just a lot in this first little part where I was like, them doubling down or tripling down, this is quadrupling down on the fact that Ariana and Raquel were best friends. That still is really rubbing me wrong, just because I feel like I've witnessed multiple times of them being out. I personally didn't witness that at all. So that really bugs me. Like that they're the whole gang of them. There's a couple of things they're all really sticking to as a whole, as a group, and they're not budging from it. And the other one is the fact that they are talking about mental health so insanely, like it's a big, you know, there's the little blurb at the end pops up, if anyone you know, blah blah blah, and they're not talking about Raquel. It absolutely kills me. It really, like, I cannot believe that they will at least not say she stepped away from the show because she, and maybe that's not why she stepped away, so maybe that's why they keep shading her like that, but she sought help for her mental health. And I don't understand how they can have that conversation and not at least give her a nod and let people know that that's also an option that you can do to take care of yourself.
Sheena brought it up, like, towards the end, but it was more of a, like, a joke at. She's like, when her and Lawler are like, yeah, she's not partying in Miami, blah, blah, blah. You know, because Sandoval was like, she didn't even call me. Oh, James was making fun of Sandoval confiding in him.
Yeah, but Sheena, Sheena and Lala, every single person, I'm pretty sure I could find clips of each one of them, made fun of her. They absolutely annihilated her. Oh my God, she's at a spa. Like, what a, you know, she's such a liar. She's at a spa. She's at a health spa.
When it happened last year on their podcast, they were all spewing, she's at a spa.
Now, just there, once again, like, talk about living in the comment section, they realized that was really fucked up and that's not okay to make fun of someone for that. And so now they're spinning it where they're just like, well, she, it's like, wait a second, you guys fucked up. You fucked up.
Yeah, just like Sheena telling everyone, just wait, you'll see. And so when I saw, okay, we waited, we still didn't see. Well, you'll see why Lala, at the end, you'll see why I hugged Sandoval. You'll
Yeah,
see, and then you'll be like,
yeah,
oh.
you guys don't even know. You don't know the amazing conversations that I had with Sandoval, telling him how he should feel. It's like.
So going back to your thing about the Raquel Ariana best friends thing. So yeah, I've never, the best friend thing, it's a stretch for me unless you're Sheena, because Sheena does have, 2,600 best friends. Ariana keeps her best friends tight. It's Brad, it's Logan. At the time one could say like Billie Lee or something. Or it's her Lindsay and Meredith. But it's convenient to say best friend, like definitely close, inner
Well,
circle.
I think that they made a mistake by not, like, they actually could have slammed Raquel a little bit more with this if they had thought about it a little bit. Like, Raquel was around, yes, because she was having a freaking affair with Sandoval. So she was, like, 100% using Ariana to act like her friend, to be around all the time, but she was like, there was like so much deceit there and deception. Like, I would have my feelings hurt more than anything. Like, I wish she would have been like, I thought Raquel wanted to hang around me, but she was there for Sandoval. Like, I thought
Well,
like.
and before that, it was because, she had broken up with James, so she kind of was outside of, a circle of friends, and Sheena befriended her. Well, Sheena and Brock were very social with Tom and Ariana at the time, so, Raquel, it, started out third wheeling, and then it
Yes.
became something different.
And to be fair, Sheena did explain that. But I wish Ariana would have kind of said that, like, it was so, that there was that weirdness
Everyone
there.
tends to get closer and claim best friend when it suits them. Like if we go back to Faith, like suddenly Faith's friendship with Brittany was elevated. Like, oh, they're much closer than it appeared to be on the show. And Faith was like, we weren't like we were friends and friendly, but like we weren't calling and texting each other and hanging out, and like, she was more peripheral. And then Joe, I just love that. I've literally heard Katie on podcasts say, yeah, like I knew who she was. She's like, I knew if like anytime I'd go to Kristen's, like she'd be there, be hanging around, but like we weren't friends. Like she literally said, like she knew her, knew of her, and had met her a few times, but kept it very like she's like an acquaintance. But now, at this Kyle Chan party, it's like, you should have told me as a woman, as a friend. Like suddenly you're like really close now. Like it. And when Joe says, but I'm not your friend, it's just kind of like, well, she's right. Because Katie, you didn't want to be her friend before. You treated her weird. You said Kristen's weird friend. But now you can kind of spin it and be like, oh, you're in the wrong because you were my friend and you did this with my husband. It's like, oh, now she's your friend? I don't know. It's just kind of convenient, all of these friendships that get elevated to suit a storyline.
For sure.
But definitely, Raquel and Ariana were, close in inner circle, but, kind of more recently, it wasn't some long-term thing.
So then Andy brings up, like, what's going on with the house, and Ariana and Tom are like, we can't talk about it. And then they talk about how Rachel is suing Ariana and Tom for revenge porn, and rather than either one of them answering, Sheena answered. She's like, they can't answer.
This is ridiculous.
She
Move on,
didn't send
Andy.
a video.
Yeah.
She's never done anything to her.
Oh, how about when Lala schools Sandoval on what grooming meant, he's like, well, then guess what? I was very impressionable when she took her clothes off and jumped in my pool. That was so cringe.
That, like, any argument that that idiot makes, he just ruins by opening his mouth.
And then Schwartz backs him up and he's like, yeah, she was way more ruthless in her pursuit of pleasure. And, both him and Sandoval basically saying she doesn't have a soul. It's like, you guys are spinning this so hard on making Raquel this perpetrator and Sandoval the victim. It's just like Lisa saying Faith was like, she seduced poor Jaxie. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Just blaming her over Tom. And he's like, yeah, she pushes as much as I did. We're equal.
And then I don't, like, I feel like, you know, the big thing to say is, like, why can't Rachel this go away? Can she stop talking about it? Like, she left the show. Like, she needs to go away and, like, shut up, right? That's what they're all saying. But could you imagine, like, watching this and, like, this is the reunion part one. And she's still, like, a very big part of this. Like, I don't blame her for wanting to, like, air out, like, what she's hearing or, you know, set it right.
You want to talk about me, I'm going to rebut, like,
yeah, it on. Just, I mean, of course, like, it would be great if she could have, like, if she wanted to happily go away, then by all means do so. But if she still has something to say, like, I think it's just crazy that everyone's like, shut up, like, we don't want to hear. It's like, they're still putting her name, like, the things that Sandoval says about her, like, I would be, oh my gosh, I would be so annoyed. And
this whole, we're equal, you know, she wanted it just as much as I did. It's like, you're not equal because you're the one cheating on a partner of 9 years. She didn't cheat on anyone. She was a shitty friend. Yeah. But cheating on your partner of 9 years kind of trumps your shitty friend, you know? I don't know. You know what's funny is, you know who doesn't? So Raquel has her podcast to be able to address what's being said about her. You know who's, like, talked about her, referenced a lot, but you never hear clap back?
Who?
Randall.
Yeah.
Even when she said, he's gone a lot, Andy. He's not around much. And I thought, I'm sure Randall stories every time he has Ocean, but he's sure been with her a lot. Like, I would never, I guess, just think of him being gone a lot. He seems like a weekend dad.
I think reading between the lines, she's saying the kids are with the nanny most of the time, not him. You know, yeah. Like that he probably pops in here and there.
To take his IG story.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he does a lot of them. I'll give him that.
And, not to jump ahead, but the other thing that I was laughing at was, you know, they're pushing so hard the Lala and Schwartz thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of flirting. Oh, you know, it's like, ugh. And then Lala's like, I would break him in half. Are you kidding me? It's like, well, you didn't.
He was married to Katie. Sorry,
like, you didn't break Randall in half. And he, like, would, like, yeah. Line him up next to Schwartz. Like, come on.
Yeah, he's a bit tougher than Schwartz. And I'm sorry, Lala, you are all bark and no bite. You run away after you bark your words and you run away. You've done it every season. Schwartz was married to Katie. Sorry. If anyone's going to break his dick, it's her.
Yes.
Come on. Look who you're seated next to, Lala. If I was Katie, I'd be like, excuse me? Whoa.
What about everybody jumping down? Like, they're all, like, fighting back and forth about Raquel or something, and they're like, James, you're the one who brought her in, and he's all, sorry.
That was so funny. Everyone laughed. He's like, oops, sorry. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, back to the revenge porn. It was at least nice that Sandoval was like, I don't know why she's got to bring Ariana into it. And I understand, like, yes, it's horrible because it's like you betrayed your friend and did all of this. And on top of it, now you're suing her. And I just, you know, I would like to hear from Raquel on this. But like I've said, my interpretation is it was probably the lawyer saying, in order for this to be a thing, we have to prove that it was distributed. And the person that distributed it was not Tom. It was Ariana.
Yeah, they can't like retell what happened and leave a person out just because they think she doesn't deserve something. Like,
I don't think Raquel wants to punish or torture Ariana. I think it's part of like, I'm sorry, your collateral damage because this, it's tied. It's together.
And I've read a lot of things of people being like, well, Rachel is obviously so obsessed with Ariana and so jealous of her that she just can't help. But, and it's like, she's literally recounting what happened. Like, I don't think that it's, that'd be like getting in a car accident and being like, I don't want to mention that car. I don't want to, I don't want to leave that out. It's like, well, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I don't know. We hear Ariana's account. Tom deleted the video off her phone like 10 seconds later. I've heard Raquel on podcasts say that some of their, you know, mutual friends or past mutual friends told her that they saw it. So she doesn't know what's true and what's not true. This is what she's been told. If I was told that, then you'd have to assume like, oh, then there's a chance that it was sent outside of just to her own phone. You know what I mean? Like, she's going, I think, operating under the assumption that it was sent somewhere besides her phone. I don't know if they can get the forensics on the phone and be like, yes, it was deleted at, you know, okay, so this happened at 9:37 p.m. We had just left. So can they prove on the forensics of the phone that this was deleted at like 9:48 p.m.?
I'm sure. Absolutely they can.
Then drop Ariana off the lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's what we'll see. Maybe, I don't know if they can... This is a civil.
You know what's crazy?
Civil case, so I don't know if they can subpoena records like that.
I was talking to a friend, and their kid is in high school, and they were talking that he used to date this one girl, and a couple of people came up to him and said that they're like, are you still dating this girl? Because she sent nude photos to us. And the guy was like, no, I'm not dating her anymore, whatever. But people kept saying this to him over and over. Well, apparently, like, one of his, like, little, like, not a girlfriend, but a girlfriend, was like, if that's true, like, send it to me. Like, let me see it. And so the boy who was sent the picture sent it to this girl, and this girl sent it to a group chat, like, making fun of it. So this mom's telling me, I'm like, have you watched Vanderpump Rules? I'm like, first of all, that's an underage child.
Oh,
second
God,
of all, that's like distributing
child pornography.
Yeah, I'm like that. I always try to put myself in other people's shoes, like to see like if I would have possibly made a bad decision like that as well. But I could see being Ariana, or even being this dumb girl that I'm talking about. You think you're being funny, or you think you're helping something, so you do something, not realizing, A, that it's illegal, B, the damage that could cause. You know, it's like a dumb decision, but I think it's so important to realize, like, you can't do that. But it's crazy. I was talking to her. I'm like, apparently all of the kids are doing that. Like, they all take nudes. And send them to each other. And I'm just like, I'm so glad that, like, I always complain. I'm like, I wish phones were around when I was younger, because I would probably be famous right now for all the things that I did. But
you'd be on Nick Ritchie's website.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I'm glad that there wasn't, because I would have been caught doing stupid things. So
yeah, no, it's horrible.
I do think it's like a bizarre lesson, and I think that there was a law that was broken if this happened, allegedly, you know, so it's I don't know. It's very.
Yeah. Oof. Well, so we'll have to see what happens in the court of law.
Yeah.
So then we get into Andy asked Tom about his thoughts, and okay, I'll stand up for Lisa on this, because Sandoval doesn't get it. He's like, what? I don't see how I weaponized it. And everyone's like, because you talked about it in public. Like, and Lisa finally says, she confided in you as her intimate partner that she trusted and confidence. She didn't confide her thoughts on public cameras filming the way Sandoval did to LVP. That was a filming scene. Ariana confiding to Tom was the private off-camera, off-filming season, you know, over the course of years conversation. So very different. You know, she didn't have, you know, the choice. He chose to film that and discuss those ideas and thoughts he's had over, you know, his depression and stuff. So a little surprised LVP actually made a good point and had Ariana's back there. Did you notice, though, well, I appreciate Sandoval saying, And look, I'm not perfect. I'm not like the smartest dude. Like, oh, you don't say.
I was actually like really happy he said that because it like kind of takes the pressure off. But again, just to come back, like I know this is like such a big trigger warning, and I have like multiple thoughts on this. Like having this discussion about having suicidal thoughts, or you know, Ariana has, she says she doesn't really want to talk about it, even though she has dealt with it. Tom has openly talked about it. Lisa's talked about it. I'm glad that they are having a discussion about it. And I liked what Lala said when she was like, look, I was so mad at what was going on, blah, blah, blah. But I thought I couldn't live with myself. If something did happen, then that would be on me. And it's true. If anything would have happened to any of them, Ariana, Raquel, or Tom, do you know how shitty all of us would have felt? Every single person jumped on this and made it like, imagine that you were Tom, Ariana, or Raquel. The way the world was coming down on them was one of the wildest things we've ever seen in pop culture. It went past pop culture. It was absolutely insane. And I think that the fact that they couldn't circle back to that same sentiment on Raquel, just, it really bothers me. It does. They did not put up that, you know, all the information of who to call when they should have. I'm glad they did it, but I wish, I think a little nod right there would have been okay.
Even the after show when Schwartz had been asking Sandoval, what's it like up there? Do people like throw things at you at the grocery store? Are people slashing your tires? You know, crazy.
On the after show when he started, they're like, what was that first show like? I was like, oh my god, like is he gonna talk about us? I was like, is he gonna give an actual real detail? Because truly, Tom, there was four of us there for you. The rest were all for the other band that was after you. So yeah. I wish he would have told the truth there. You know, it's like, oh well, yeah, some people did. They held up Ariana photos, they yelled, you know. And I will say the one thing that he did do that he did make eye contact multiple times. Yeah. So that must be hard. So I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah. I mean, when he said, you know, people in the front row wearing those like anti-Tom shirts, and he stayed after and met every single person. He looked them in the eye while singing. Like, that does take courage. And, and you know, if you can face that, you can probably face anything. So I'll give him credit for that. I felt a little bad. And I even feel bad saying this because I know this situation Sheena's talked about, but when she was talking and crying, getting choked up about her friend, because she's relating to the story, she's like, I know what it's like. Because actually, in fact, she talked about this in her podcast. Her friend that took their own life, her last conversation with them was Sheena saying, because a friend was saying they weren't happy with their life, and Sheena had said something like, well, change it, stop drinking, like
make different choices. Yeah.
Yeah, something snarky. And so she always has lived with that guilt, thinking like, oh, did that push that person over the edge? So I knew the story because, you know, it's a long story, you know, throughout Sheena's life. So, you know, I felt bad, but all I kept thinking was, oh my God, all these people watching that maybe don't know Sheena as well or don't listen to her podcast, they're thinking, here we go again. Sheena's making it about herself. It's not about Tom or Ariana almost doing this. It's, you know, because she started crying. She's like, Sheena's sheening again. I thought, oh, I don't know what people are going to say.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I don't listen to her often, but I knew that story too. So I hope people knew that. But yeah. Poor Sheena.
It's like now I have listeners voices in my head more than the cast. It's like, oh, they're gonna say this, and I'm like, yes, Sheena's a lot, but like maybe just cut her a break on this one. Okay, Lisa. So yeah, then Sandoval continues on. He's like, well, I didn't really truly believe her. I think she was just, you know, using it as a weapon to manipulate me, and like, you know, she said, you know, she was gonna move to New York or do the bad thing. And then they're like, well, you should have just called her out. You should have just let her move to New York. And, you know, it's like, well, So then Andy brings up Sandoval's horrible decision to like compare his situation to O.J. Simpson, to George Floyd, to Scott Peterson. Well, that one's a little more applicable now. And he tries to explain. He's like, look, what do you want me to do? Like a sales pitch on myself? I did like that he explained it. Like, no, I was saying it's ridiculous to be in the same breath as other worldly important news stories. Yes, if that's what you intended, but like Katie said, it doesn't matter. Intent doesn't matter. It's the impact. And I loved Andy's like, dude, you really need to fire your PR team.
You know, when he was talking about that, I felt like he was like verbatim saying what drummer Jason said to us in the comments on that first night when we were at, you know, when he called us cool moms. You know, he's like, it's just a stupid TV show. And Sandoval's like, he's like, it's a guilty pleasure reality show. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. That's what this is. A guilty pleasure reality show. Got it.
Yeah.
And what did you think about him, them all saying like, no one even read the article. And Brock's like, I didn't read it. I'm not going to pay for it.
You didn't have to.
No one paid for it, Brock, but we all read it.
There was one person who said they read it. Was it Andy?
Yes, he's all, I read it.
No one else even read it. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
And I think that's like one of like the frustrating things that the cast like has a disconnect with the viewers, the fans, whatever you want to call the people who watch their show, is we are consuming the content because we are excited about it. And it's like a story that we want to, like, there's little puzzle pieces that we want to put together and we share with each other. And we're like, hey, did you hear about this? Like, we are going to read the articles. We are going to do the work. And sometimes it gets frustrating when they sit back and they don't watch the show. They don't read the articles. They don't listen to the podcast because it's like, you idiots are the ones putting this out. And then you're mad at us for reading it? Like,
I'd want to know what everyone is saying and like the articles so that I could either correct them, comment on them, or just deny them on my own social media or something. But like, yeah, even Lisa, she's like having the nerve to talk about everything Raquel's saying. But and then Sandoval's like, oh, did you listen? And she's like, well, no, I didn't listen. It's what I've been told. Like, exactly. What have we learned about the telephone game? You can't just go off what you were told. Everything loses itself.
Well, it does. And even if you read it or, you hear it on a podcast, you know, recapped by someone else, until you hear it yourself and you can kind of, you can make that decision for yourself, like, it really is like, different than you think.
She talked about your meeting, Lisa, and how that went and what you don't want to hear that part. There was only three this is before Rachel started her own podcast. There was only three podcasts and they were very short, ridden with commercials. You don't want to just listen to that part, Lisa. It's about your meeting with her. Like you can't even find that time when you're driving from Villa Rosa to Sur. Like you have enough time. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd want to hear it. Just because, you know, everything is always taken out of context, the delivery, the tone. So I guess not everyone realizes the importance of hearing the actual, like you said, seeing Katie's thread text to Lala. We need to see it.
Yeah. I think that that's like one of like the downfalls of a reality show's TV season when it hinges on something that we didn't see. It's like, we're taking their word for it, and like they're producing a storyline. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Show us.
So we switch over to Andy asking about Lala and custody, and she's like, "No, Andy, it's not ending anytime soon." And like, why are you spending money on lawyers? Like, it seems like you have shared custody, but you have like primary day to day. She's already said that on her podcast that Randall has given her like primary over health and school, and that's all she cares about. Yeah, so Randall gets to see Ocean every other weekend or whatever. Like, just call it a day. Like, I don't know. But whatever, she said she's made peace with it, and that she's been getting hit on like crazy since she's been pregnant, and she's been very horny. So it sounds like she's been like getting some action. Do you think at like some of these music fests or something?
I call bullshit, but
because she never on her podcast, she was like recounting, yeah, then she went back out and I went to bed and watched Seinfeld and like.
Like, yeah. I think it's okay, Lala, to not, like, you could just be, like, not, like, I don't know. Like, she doesn't always have to be so controversial. You know what I mean? Like, people would like her if she was just herself. And I think she's so scared to show herself because it's a little more boring than give them Lala. That's one side of her. But the other side of her, I think she considers boring, so that, like, pours out of her. And so she, like, has this other persona where that she tries to make herself like this, like cool, like, oh yeah, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
like, I
think she's very insecure and doesn't like, I think she feels like she has to put on an image or a show or people won't find her interesting. And it's like,
but
actually you were the nicest when you were just your nice, normal.
Yes.
Self.
And like, it's relatable to want to go home and watch Seinfeld. It's relatable to go home and order Cafe Rio. Like when she lets the wall down and she says things like that, that's when I become obsessed with her, because it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, and like, she wants to be an influencer. Like, you have to be like, come from like an honest place, and like, people will buy into your shit when you're being honest. So, I don't know. I think she'll get there though. I really do. But oof,
like,
she's got a rough road.
So Holly sent me Katie's big post about suffering from imposter syndrome. I feel like Lala is actually a walking example, poster child for imposter syndrome. I feel like she feels like she needs to portray and put on this image that's not her, but she thinks that's what people want. It's like, that's the Lala
and unfortunately she gets the biggest reaction and the biggest praise when she acts like that. So and she wants to earn that reality show paycheck, and that's what she's not going to stop that, because that's what she does. So
it's like giving a kid a candy after a tantrum to make him be quiet. I'm just going to do it again.
Totally. But I actually feel bad for her, because I feel I think that it's going to become exhausting for her. And I think, like, when she said, like, I hit my breaking point, I think she really did, because she's trying too hard. She's trying to make all these things happen instead of just like naturally letting it happen, and maybe having a season where we say she's boring. Like, have a boring season. It's okay. Like, I don't know.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Ariana has had plenty of boring seasons. Katie has had boring seasons. Sheena's becomes boring because Sheena's always Sheena-ing, that it's like, oh, like, can you do something different besides Sheena-ing?
Yeah.
You know, so in its essence, that becomes boring. You know, everybody, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, Sheena, Sheenaing, Brock is Brocking. It's like, there's a lot going on. Everyone's trying. It's like they're all spinning plates, you know, but it's like they're crashing down.
That's the next thing that Andy brings up. And he looks very confused to his face. He's like, Sheena, I've never heard about postpartum OCD. It's like almost like he's questioning her. I'm like, oh, tread lightly, Andy. So, yeah, she said she and Lala keep saying this. I live in the comments section and it gets to I didn't realize this, that people are saying like Brock and Lala light up. And then literally as they're talking about it and they said like Lala getting with Brock, I see like Brock does like a half smile smirk, and like literally I saw a twinkle in his eye. I was like, oh my God, he is lighting up. Shit. People aren't wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those comments, but again, I'm not like out there scrolling.
I am, and I haven't really seen it. I don't know.
I mean, she's got a point. She's like, if Sandoval can do this to me and Raquel, why wouldn't Brock? You know, if Sandoval can do it to Ariana, they've been together way longer than Brock and me. Like, she's got a fair point. you know, to be paranoid.
Well, and I think the sparkle from Brock's eye comes from Lala's, like, true feelings about him as a father, where she just, like, absolutely gushes over how he is with Ocean. I haven't seen it very much lately at all, but more during quarantine and stuff like that. Like, you would see it. You know, I like, think, it was...
Because now she has Easton, and before Easton was still in Utah.
Yes.
And so Brock kind of, like, filled in with, like...
But I feel like when she would talk about him like that, like, I think he appreciated that so much, and he really needed, like, those words of affirmation from her. Sheena will do it sometimes, but Sheena seems to just kind of more expect it from Brock. And I think, like, the gratitude that was coming from Lala, like, Brock really needed that. And I think he, like, truly appreciated that from Lala. Like, they have a connection on that for sure.
And from Katie. Katie teared up because I choked up. I was like, oh, God. I'm like, zip it, Sarah. Like, enough. And
I didn't. I did not choke up.
Katie did. Ariana did. Yeah, so I felt justified.
Yeah, I was
you
like...
didn't?
Absolutely not.
I mean, but you gotta like that, yes, he's tearing up, but he's like, everyone's like, we're so sorry, Brock. He's like, nope, actions have consequences. So he really does, like, blame himself, as he should. You know, he's not Sandoval making excuses and justifying and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I did it. This is what I have to pay. How I have to pay, you know. Katie teared up and said, okay, Katie, it's not lettuce this time. It's not a jean jacket. It's not a leather jacket. This time she's eating her own words. Like, we're making progress. We're getting out of the clothing items. You know, she's all season been like, I'd rather eat my own jean jacket. But now she said she would eat her own words on what she said about Brock, you know, in the... Okay. Andy reads all of Ariana's accolades for the year. Tom looks so jealous. Andy asked about Dan, if it helped or hindered her healing process. And she had a good answer. She's like, I don't want to put my life on hold as I go through the, like, mourning and healing process. I'm like, okay, that's a good way to answer it. And she wants to be bi-coastal. She did tell us because... we had heard about her buying a house. Oh, no. When we went to New York, Brad had announced he's moving. And so we brought it up to her. And she said she would like to be bi-coastal and that we could meet at the sandwich shop. So we had some hope. But, you know, here she says it again. She would like to be bi-coastal. So I think she does have enough work and opportunities. And she bought the house. So that does... indicate she would come back for season 12 and that I'm wrong and she didn't quit at the finale. But who knows? She is going back for Chicago. But you know what I was thinking about? It's New York City in August. I mean, it's great. It's tourism time. But, like, everyone in New York City leaves in August. So I'm sure the cast want to take their own vacations. And they're like, let's bring her back. You know, she killed it. I don't know. New York City in August doesn't sound great.
What is it? Just hot or?
Yeah, and you saw the trash, right? So yeah. That in the humid heat that smells.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, more flies and things like that.
Oh.
The trash in the winter is, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell. So disappointed you didn't get to see a rat.
I know. Maybe you know, something crazy will happen on the podcast and I'll be able to have a come up and take Ronnie to go see it in August or something and we can go smell the trash and flies and rats.
There you go.
Yeah. Goals.
By the way, speaking of not ripping on New York City because we had a great time. We're just saying... Everyone says, I've lived there, and I hear everyone says everyone leaves the city. I mean, everyone as in those who can and are privileged enough to be able to leave the city to find a cooler place to go. Mm-hmm. But we're not ripping on neighborhoods. Some people are, they're ripping on my neighborhood. It's like, no, I rip on my own neighborhood. I rip on my own hometown. Everything is, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Totally. I
You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah,
Like, don't ever
absolutely.
take anything too personally. Oh my
And
gosh.
you have to remember, I'm not saying if you guys knew how to podcast, you would know you get yourself in trouble sometimes, but we're talking as two friends, and a couple of the things that we said, we have inside jokes about, and sometimes we are not good about explaining those and breaking it down when we should. Like Sarah and I lived in the same city and we lived on opposite ends, and we a lot of the time would joke that I lived much more inland than her. And it was just a funny thing because truly she lived on the ocean and we were joking about that. And
It's like,
I've lived in the
yeah.
city my whole life.
Yeah,
It's my
I'm the
city.
transplant
Yeah.
from our town from the Midwest. Yeah, it's your city. Or it's like it's a fun banter of East Coast, West Coast, it's Tupac versus Snoop, right? Is that like
No, Biggie
Biggie?
or Diddy, like those guys.
So it's like that kind of thing, except for without the violence and the hatred. It's like fun banter. So if we say east side of the 405 or west side of the, we're just joking. Don't.
And
And
everybody loves New York, of course.
there's beautiful parts of every town or city or farm, and there's not so beautiful parts. So it does, there's plenty of
But I get it.
places.
I get personally offended when I hear someone say that they don't like something that I do. It's like, how dare you? You're
Or where you're from, it's like I can
yeah.
insult my mom, but you can't.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I get it. Like, I can make my Minnesota accent because I don't mean ill will with it. Like, we were doing it the other day on our phone call, right? It's like, it's fun, and I can make fun of, where I'm from. But if other people sometimes do it, so this just ha yeah. So if other people do it, you might think that they're making fun of you or at you, but you can do it yourself. It's like the mom thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, moving on. So, yeah, they kind of got out of like the Dan Ariana thing pretty quickly. Then he's like, James, everyone scrutinized you and Allie so quickly. Like, what's the difference? Ariana
This
moved
was
in.
really interesting. Now, this part, I was annoyed when they were like, let's talk about ocean and summer, and that part was like a little. Nothing happened there. It was like, and then we got into this where I guess it's all a piece of the puzzle again that we were all trying to put together, and I thought it popped off. I liked it.
Yeah, and I think James had some good points. He's like, yeah, we were just kind of pushed to the side because Raquel was the it girl. He was, she was now Sheena's best friend and hanging around Tom and Ariana, and Allie and I are over here on the side, like, hi, hi. He's like, Sandoval's over there getting his wee-wee sucked downstairs. And
Well, again, the optics of that were that James got with Allie very quickly, and then Raquel was, we thought she was healing from her, broken engagement with James, but really what was happening was something else. So I get James being super frustrated by that because, yeah, Raquel was kind of the it girl at the time. She was invited everywhere, dancing around. I mean, we have videos of that as well. It was very whimsical and fun and hot girl summer. And yeah, so that was, but I thought that Ariana skated very quickly over her details, and luckily, everyone's voices got louder and the conversation just kind of ended.
yeah, shifted over to James.
Yeah. And James still, he's like, it was me with it, that it was weeks and months, not you, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, it, and it's true. And I feel like those, people who have been putting the puzzle together, we all heard that. We see you, James. So
Yeah.
that was funny.
So then he kind of transitions it into like, yeah, Sandoval's wallpaper is his new girlfriend and blah blah blah. Ariana gets mad. She's like, oh, because he does kind of say, yeah, I was at in Sandoval's house at in his washroom. He's got this, wallpaper of his new girlfriend with Leo DiCaprio leaving Chateau. And Ariana's like, excuse me, you mean my house? Yeah, I picked that wallpaper. That would be really irritating
Yeah. And
because
wasn't she
people think
like,
of it as his house.
she's like, it's actually the mud room. And
Yeah.
it's like, do we need mud rooms in SoCal? Because I've never had a mud room in one of my homes.
I grew up with a mudroom.
Well, you don't need one here, do you?
No, I mean, yeah, it's the country, so there you go.
I just thought that was funny that she had to like make that that distinction, you know.
Well, let's really piss off some people. They live in the valley. It's really dirty, Holly, and they need it's like, no, they live in a lovely neighborhood.
They live in a big old house, yes.
Speaking of that neighborhood, so yeah, I mean, it's like totally, there's nothing wrong with the neighborhood. When we made fun of Jax's, it's because he has this neighbor that I don't think they get along, and the neighbor has just like stuff everywhere, like everywhere, like beds and bed frames and just junk everywhere. And so that's kind of what we were making fun of with that neighborhood. And then Katie and Tom's, I didn't, like the buildings around it, I think it was in the midst of being regentrified, but the buildings were like very dilapidated. So it was kind of like you weren't sure where you were. It like changed every other 10 feet,
It
you
was
know?
yeah, it was just mixed in with a lot of like older apartment buildings.
Yeah, well, some of them were pretty shabby, like just run down. They needed help. But and then Tom and Ariana's is great, except for they're just on a very busy corner of a busy street. I mean, not that busy of a street, but busy. And then Kristen had a lovely neighborhood, beautiful little street. So, yeah. Oh, sorry. I saw my phone light up. I couldn't sleep, and I pick it up, and it's like Sophia and Victoria have gone live. The Tom's girlfriend. So I like
Oh,
click,
wow.
but it was like an hour ago, so I don't know why my phone was lighting up. But I click on it, and then like nothing came up. But if anyone saw that, what happened? Are they
Yeah.
interesting? Are they?
Are you excited to know that you were right about the Vanderpump pub crawl between the bars?
No, it's just so obvious. It's like they've been talking about it for a long time, and it's just obvious. Like, I mean, if it's gonna be an organized thing, and they're like, okay, now, and like the Toms and Jacks all leave together and be like, get your Ubers, let's go to the next one, or is it just gonna be like, we're gonna be here from 1 to 3, here from 3 to 5, and here from? Did you notice they didn't put Sir on that crawl?
Yeah.
Thought that was kind of interesting. Wonder why not.
What did you think about when they're like, what it? Oh, they like they were kind of like giving the girls shit about opening their sandwich shop or whatever, and they're like, oh, they're like the Tom Tom brand, and like Ariana like rolls her eyes, like they're like all annoyed. And they're like, what is the Tom Tom brand?
And that's when Lala was like, isn't it just like a bejeweled lightning bolt? I mean, that's also like Lala, that's not a brand. That's a logo or a symbol. Like the Starbucks lady with the hair, that's
Send it
not
to
the
Daryl.
brand. I don't think she truly understands what
No,
that
yeah.
means. It's the difference between a brand and a, okay, anyways. Then, like, Sheena just gets up. She's like, I can't do it. I have to go. And it's freezing in here. I'm not going to sit in here in 30. And Andy's like, whoa, wait. It's not a break, you guys.
Why do you think they always choose to leave this in? Like, do the like producer Jerry thinks this is like really funny when the cast is like disobedient to sitting down? It's like, guys, come back. We're still going. Why are you peeing again, James? It's
It's not a
like
scheduled break.
he's like, come on, guys, my cards fell. Like, it's not like it's like, oh, thanks for breaking the fourth wall for I really wanted to know that Sheena needed coffee and was cold. Thanks. Like, that's bizarre.
And then she's gonna come out there and sit in a jacket covering her dress.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Okay, so can we get into the Lalo and Katie thing?
Yeah, I'm just looking. LVP said they almost changed the name of Tom Tom altogether in the backlash of Scandoval.
I loved that she admitted that.
Yes, and that they don't need to consult with the Toms. They almost just took it over as Pump.
Yeah, yes.
And that, oh, but for, yeah, first, then he asked her about the delays of something about her, and LVP attributes the delays with Ariana taking off and being away and all of the disagreements they had. And Katie and Ariana look at each other and like, excuse me? We didn't have any disagreements. Sounds like LVP and Penny really came up with their narrative here.
I hope, though, that maybe they do circle back to this, like maybe on the after show or maybe, you know, on episode 2 or 3. I would like to see them be a little more real and see a little more behind the scenes of what really did go wrong, because obviously something did. It's taken a shit long time. It's like, it's obvious that Ariana was gone. Like, I would like to hear Katie talk about what she did for the both of them on Ariana's behalf, because she had to have, you know, like
she had to have.
So I'm looking for them, and I think they can do it really nicely, especially if they talked about it. Like, it could be like a great moment of them working together, you know, and women supporting women, you know, like I feel like there's a story there, and I don't like that it looks like they're trying to really like hush something down. And I think that it would be, like, very appreciated. Like, just be open. Like, tell us. Like, what happened?
You had to have known that there was going to be some resentment.
Yeah.
You had to have known that Ariana was not going to be able to pull the same amount of weight. But then it really stung for me when, like, well, it's like, you said she wasn't paying her rent. She was late on her rent. It was like, ooh, that just ties right back into Sandoval saying that, mm-hmm. right? It's like... Mm-hmm. Oh, Ariana.
Yeah, it does. And, like, the other thing that was, like, really insulting, too, is, you know, Lala's like, Katie doesn't have a business. She doesn't have any. It's like, what do you think she's been working on? To me, that was, like, incredibly insulting. It's like, it was, like, reading between the lines, it was like, Katie, you have no fucking ambition and no dreams. I do. It's like, no, like, I believe with, you know, not to use her word, like, say it with your chest. I believe that this is Katie's dream. I think Katie was like very excited about this and put a lot into it. And I that was a slap in the face. She's working on something. Shit.
And also having been in the city of Los Angeles, not West Hollywood, but having to, when you decide to do things legally, it is so much harder than doing things illegally.
Yeah.
The permits and the OSHA, it is, she's not kidding, it is a nightmare. And for a novice, someone who has not done these things, sure, Katie's worked in the industry, but she isn't getting permits for her mom's bar and all of that. So to do it herself, you can either hire an attorney and spend, they're already spending all this wasted money on rent. They can't waste all this money. Attorney's billing at $500 an hour. So they're probably trying to do it themselves, but with that is a learning curve. Things are slower. They're going to have to be done maybe twice or three times. You go, oh, you didn't fill out this form correctly. You know, it's like dealing with the DMV or the IRS or something. It's like, oh, it has to be perfect, right? So, yeah, there's delays in that, not knowing what you're doing.
Do you know what else was, like, really shady? Like, did you hear how quickly, like, Lisa... like, aired out their dirty laundry. She's like, it wasn't the drain or the shitty refrigerator that you had. And, you know, whatever she said. It's like, do you know the things that we could freaking name about her restaurants that are disgusting and shitty and code?
Like always the
she's literally
system.
Throwing stones from a glass house, dude. It's like, and
Lisa,
yeah, shut up.
Do you know how many times I've been in your bathroom and the shit was literally coming out from the bottom of the toilet onto the bathroom floor
100%,
more than once.
Yes. Like,
but also for her to say, it doesn't take a year for the permits. It's like, okay, you also have opened 60 different restaurants. You also, I'm sure, greased the wheels a little bit with connections and payoffs. You know, they don't have the connections. They don't have the money to do payoffs, and they don't have the experience of doing this 60 times over. So
she really is like Miss West Hollywood. Like, I'm sure that, yeah, she knows who to call. I mean, just at her dog day thing, you can go to our Instagram. She's like, oh, actually, I think I cut that part out because it was kind of boring. But she's like, thank you to all of the representatives here from West Hollywood. Like, she's buddy-buddy with them, as she should be. Like, I'm sure Katie and Ariana will be, too, if they continue their business in the city. You know, like, you it's taken years for her to get there. The girls will get there.
Yeah. Okay, so, that you know, Schwartz and Sandy, whatever, they're like, now they get it. And Ariana's like, yeah, excuse me, I was very supportive, and I got it all the time with Schwartz and Sandy, like, because James called out Schwartz for, like, smiling
Yeah, that
you can't hide that. You just smoked.
And that
I saw it.
And that was kind of funny.
It was. Ariana admits she hasn't watched any of the season because she doesn't want to be, you know, have a regression back to that place and time. And
once again, like, you know, since I live in the comment section, I saw a lot of people were, like, very upset by that. Like, it was, like, a brand new comment. Now, for those of us that watch What Happens Live, the after show, this, that, like, we've heard this now many times. Like, this was not a shock to me that she, you know, had not seen the show. But to some people who just are watching the reunion for the first time, they didn't know that she wasn't watching.
Yeah. And I think it would have made the first part of the reunion better, mm-hmm. but we may get to the end where they force them to watch, and maybe that reaction's going to be worth it, and that argument will be worth it. But yeah, I mean, I guess how do they, it's tough for her because she's been out in New York and she literally came back for 2 days for this. So it's, how do you force her to watch it, you know?
Right.
I mean, and there's so many people that don't, like, Jax was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked him about that scene. He's like, what, you know, what about what you, how you treated Brittany at the steak dinner? And Jax is like, huh? He's like, you didn't watch the show. He's like, no, sorry. He's like, Jax, you know, a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Sheena admitted for years she didn't watch the show unless she was in a scene. Most people are like, I watch everything but my scenes. She's the opposite. Oh, Sheena's just consistently Sheena-ing. Okay, so go ahead. Katie and Lala, and is that what you're waiting to get to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I see both sides of this whole. So basically, they start out, and Lala it brings up that the reason why her and Katie maybe struggled this season was because of a text that or a DM that Katie sent, and she gets into it like they kind of do like a. Flashback of, you know, say it with your whole chest, that whole scene and everything. And then she shares that there was a message that was sent where Katie was calling her a clown and saying that she should fire her lawyer and get a therapist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I've already explained what I think Katie meant by that. I don't think it had anything to do with custody. If it did, that's, you know, effed up. But I think it was in reference to, like, Lala's obsession with send it to Daryl.
Yeah. The interesting part of this whole last scene of the reunion to me wasn't that, I was very annoyed that they didn't show the actual exchange on our screen. But the way they broke the fourth wall on this one to bring in how Jeremiah jumps on a call for them to talk about a potential scene or storyline, just like, I don't know why it rocked my world so much, but I can just picture them doing it. And like, it actually gives me like such a reaction.
Yeah. And like, this is where Lala's trying to play producer. And like, if I was Katie, I'd be like, you know, we've all been in that situation where a friend, I mean, like, remember, were you there when Julia was drunk and called me out in front of my other friend because the other friend had had surgery and I helped take care of her or whatever. And I said that she was like a nightmare patient and Julia got drunk. She's like, she said you are terrible. And I was like, shut up, shut up, shut up. I felt for Katie in that moment. It's like, look, she needed to vent. She didn't want to stress Ariana out or make her feel guilty, but she wanted to vent because she's over her head doing all this saw stuff by herself. So she confided in what she thought was a trusted friend. You know, this previous season, Katie and Lala were best friends. So she trusted her, and then to see Lala throw her under the bus and air out her dirty laundry of what was just a venting session, A, is so cringy when you're in that feeling. You're like, oh god, she's just outing me and now I feel like an asshole. And then B, like, you shitty friend, you're just airing out my what I told you in confidence, kind of like what Sandoval did to Ariana, you know? It's like, it's so awkward.
Yeah, that's what I, like, I feel putting myself in Katie's shoes, like, it's exactly the feeling that you were talking about, where you're like, please, like, do not, like, you could tell, like, she was, like, denying it, but you could tell that it probably was the truth, which made it, like, even harder to watch, because she's like, no, I don't really remember, is that what I said?
And then she admit to some of it. She's like, yeah, I said clown, or, yeah, I did do that. She goes, but we've talked since, we've had many discussions, but still it was like, ooh, you're caught, girl.
Yeah, I
gotcha.
And, like what really sucks is, the whole season, they really made it seem like it's Ariana and Katie versus the others. Like, that's what they have portrayed. That's what it looked like. So, it makes me sad that, like, maybe while Ariana was gone, Katie, you know, was talking to Lala or whoever and kind of, like, venting about the situation and, like, you know, having a moment with Lala of being like, I get it. I'm frustrated, too. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, like, I also can't make moves because she's not here. And, you know, it did hurt my feelings. She didn't tell me about Broadway. And then, like, I truly believe this part was, like, kind of sprung on Katie because she looked surprised. And she didn't.
Yeah.
She's usually pretty quick with an argument. And she did. And when she did come back at Lala hard, Lala did the typical Lala thing and said, Katie, I don't like how you're acting right now. I don't like how, and it's like, why? Because she made a good argument, like, and you didn't know what to say.
I don't like the way you move.
Yeah.
Favorite thing.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Exactly. No,
like, and then Katie's like, "What?" And then she brought up that I'm supporting my child, and Katie,
the baby card.
Yeah. Katie just like let out a breath and let it go because it's not worth going against her on that. But it's like so it's not fair to, like, she's not more important because she has a child.
I know. She loves using that. I'm a mother. Do you know what that is? That's very rare.
Yeah. Very rare. And if you're not, then your life is less worthy than mine.
Yes, less important. I have a business because, you know why? Because I have a child. Yes, when Katie started to lean into owning what she said, it gave her more power. And it's like, girl, no one's going to blame you. We all get it. Like, I was resentful for you. I was like, God, that's putting a lot on Katie's head. You know what I mean? For a partnership, everyone would it would be weird if you didn't have those feelings bubble up from time to time out of frustration.
Well, to throw Lala a bone here, I get what Lala is saying too. That would be so, like, here they're trying to kind of tell the story of what's happening after Scandoval. That's what we're all asking for. That so. The story is that she got so popular and how that affected the group. So this is a great way to talk about it. So yeah. She thought she had Katie, like, kind of being like, I understand what you're saying. It is kind of annoying. So then she thought she could film that. Katie shut it down. She got it. You know, so I see what was happening. I understand Lala. I understand Katie. But,
Lala's trying to make a good show. She's like, look, Katie, you said these things to me, so you should say them on the show if you're going to be real and authentic.
Yeah, so having that conversation, I 100% feel that should, like, if you're hiding that from us, if you're pretending that you're not feeling that way, then that is kind of crappy, you know?
Yeah, like, she was bitching about Ariana, but then when cameras are up, she's all about defending Ariana.
And I feel like it almost would, like, help support Sheena a little bit, too, because, like, it's natural to, like, I don't want to say it's, like, natural to feel jealous, but, like, it's natural to be like, wow, like, Ariana's having, like, a lot of successes right now. And I'm not, like, it's, you would want to vent to your friend and be like, damn, I wish I had a Chili's commercial, or I wish I had, you know, whatever it is, all the commercials that Ariana did. That was Sheena's commercial. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if they would have shown that, that would have been an awesome storyline.
But she has a real life business. She's a grown ass woman.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Let's not get it twisted. She don't. Oh, this is literally, I had to write it out.
Let's not get it twisted.
No, she goes, let's not get it twisted. She don't have no business right now. Something about her is nothing about her. And she said it like, I was like, Can someone call her out on appropriation or something?
Well, you know
she
what?
Don't have no business.
It's starting to. I mean, people have always said it about Lala, but I have seen a lot more TikToks of some creators saying like it's not okay.
Ooh, that Coco Makoko's coming out with something big on Lala.
Yeah,
some big video.
Yeah.
Collaboration. So one thing I thought was interesting, though, that Lala did say when she said that Katie was also telling Lala in confidence, yeah, there's no reason Ariana should still be in the house. And she goes, you know, but then when cameras pick up, you say the opposite. And Lala said, if it were Sheena in this situation, Katie would be having a heyday with shit, with this shit, like judging and finger pointing at Sheena. And that is probably true.
Yeah.
But yeah, more. I'm just looking at after show stuff. Yeah, Katie was nervous. She invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into Saw and that her partners, you know.
Just really quick. So after the reunion part one airs, like they did the little preview for the next one. It looks so freaking good. The after show, I enjoyed watching. I don't have like many.
No, I don't either.
Anything too compelling to speak about, except for my favorite person on the after show was Jax. And I don't know if I should make a doctor's appointment and get myself checked out or what, because like I thought it was so hilarious when they're talking about the stupid meat place, you know,
the meat sweats.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And they're and Schwartz is like, I don't know, like maybe like I'm a vegetarian now. I don't know. And like they're all of them are just like rolling their eyes at him. And Jax is like, I don't know. It makes me want to have Arby's. Like,
and then he's like, have it, yo. Oh no, he's like, we got the meat.
Yeah.
Like he does a commercial and everything.
And then again, like at the very end, he's like, let's go to Arby's.
Yeah.
When I was going to court reporting school, we got to go and be court reporters for Judge Judy, and right outside her studio there was an Arby's, and that's where we would go, and it was like the best lunch. The curly fries slap there.
Yeah, and they have mozzarella sticks.
Yeah,
they have little onion petals or something.
Yeah, it's just like. It's a wild little spot, that Arby's.
I've never actually had the meat there. I don't really eat like that.
You're like Schwartz. he's like, I had to turn my card over real quick.
But their sides are good. Okay, the other thing I thought was a good point that Katie made in reference to that was that, you know, Lala's calling her out like, oh, you know, you refuse to talk about it with Jerry or on camera, but you're saying all this stuff to me. You know, why didn't you bring this up for filming? And so this makes sense. Katie's like, well, I was venting at the time. I was upset at the time, but then I was no longer upset. It was months later. I'm not going to bring something up and get re-upset about something I'm no longer upset about. You know what I mean? Like, she was frustrated with Ariana maybe, like, in September. She's not going to bring it up in, you know, February or, you know, Lala's basically asking her, recreate that frustration and act it out on the show, right?
Yeah, yes.
And then Katie's saying, that's inauthentic. That's not real. That's not me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, valid points on both sides.
Yeah.
What did you think about the kid thing? Like how Ariana said she never felt like she could have kids with Sandoval, so she never thought she wanted to. But with Dan, it's a different feeling and experience. And, huh, is this what it would be like?
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's like semi-normal, like when you get into, you know, a situation where you're feeling happier and more secure. And I mean, you gotta think, like, I don't want to say that Ariana was not feeling well her entire relationship with Sandoval, but I really think she
kinda seems like it.
Yeah, I she seemed a little like trapped and unhappy. And I think, like, imagine it, like, she's on top of the world right now. If I have booked all those jobs, did that well on Dancing with the Stars, I'm doing you know, like, I got to fulfill, like, a freaking childhood adult dream, you know, she's making money. Like, I would be probably happier and more, you know, down to make my partner happy, too.
She's giddy if it's what he wants. Yeah. And then knowing that he's would be an equal partner and support, and that
yes.
she knows Sandoval wouldn't. Sandoval would be the Disneyland dad. He'd come in from his show.
Totally.
He's like, hey, little buddy. And then, like, he'd wake the kid up, and then he'd want to go out.
Or like, the way he spoke about Anne. You know, he'd be like, well, like, I don't ever, like leave her work, but, like, if the house is messy and things like that, like, she can do, like, if she can do it, then she can help me. It's like, he hires people to help him for everything, so he would have absolutely sourced that out.
Yeah, for sure. So what did you think about Sandoval, this is in the after show, saying, he's basically kind of implying he's too big for James. He's like, dude, James plays, like, See You Next Tuesday at Sir and Tom Tom. I'm playing the El Rey Theater. It's like, have you not been watching James? Like, he's selling out to thousands of people in massive clubs and residencies. It's like, okay. Like, yeah, the El Rey's cool. But he's
and,
like,
and let me tell you about that El Rey crowd. It was not what it looked like. And and he even, like, I think that's why he added that little comment. And he's like, you know, sometimes it's hard to get people to come out in Los Angeles because there's a lot of stuff. It's like, yeah, it must have been Sandoval because they weren't there. God.
He said that's a lot of,
and by,
like,
and by the way,
live
that was,
competition.
I brought my 9-year-old daughter to the show. We were your audience. It was an all ages show. All ages.
I struggled to find places to go watch live music when I lived in LA for like 10 years. Like, yes, you know, you could go to the Whiskey or the Roxy, but it was like that. You could go there any night. You know what I mean? Like,
Who's going to be like, let's go listen to some good music. Here's a good one. What about Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras? Let's go try that.
Like James said, he's like, I know, you know, you're going to run into this dive bar and hear the best cover band of your life. It's going to be the greatest night of your life with this cover band. He's like, you just got to pray to God it's not Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras.
Yeah, you had to purchase a ticket at the El Rey Theater, walk in, and that's what you got. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't purchase tickets for, I mean, unless they're just really, like, there's always that one band that just does, like, disco like crazy
well,
or something.
Like we've been to the shows where he's opening for people that have a giant following.
Yeah. Like there's a Neil Diamond one called Super Diamond. Yes, Yachtly Crew is a big one.
Yeah.
James said,
I think James, like, he you know, he's like, he's freaking following his dream or whatever he, you know, it's like, it's embarrassing, but he's doing it. You know, it's like, if that's his hobby and he wants to spend all of his money paying his 19-piece band to travel around, then you do you.
And then James says, I like to go just to get a little giggle. Who doesn't love it when Tom breaks the keys and cracks in his high notes? It's hysterical.
It's true.
It is funny.
It is. And that is why we went, you know? It's like, that was the prize.
Lala. Okay, Lala and Sheena and James are making fun of Sandoval playing victim that Raquel abandoned him and isn't calling him. And James is like, what does he want me to do? Pack him a bag and comfort him. And, yeah, that's when Lala and Sheena laugh, saying, dude, she's not out partying in Miami. She's in a mental health facility trying to, like, get through life. It's like, and he's like, she's not even calling me.
Yeah, it's like, ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's all I have for the after show. I mean, Watch What Happens Live was, like, all over the place. Like, Andy was on fire, like, getting a real kick out of Lisa.
Yeah.
He's like, it's Gordon. You must never come alone again, Lisa.
Do you feel this? Do you feel this chemistry? Are you guys gonna hook up after this? I don't know.
I know. And he's like, never come alone again, Lisa. And she's like, Andy, I never come alone. I was like, oh God.
She has She interrupts a lot.
Oh yeah.
She interrupts. She has, like, major vocal fry. She was like,
yes.
Yeah. I don't. It was good. Like,
he had to school her a couple times, and she seemed annoyed when he would, like, shut her up.
Yes, I was that to me, that was the best part. But some of her answers, like, I thought, like, I hate when she thinks she's being shady. Like, even though she is being shady, it's like she thinks she's so clever, and it's just like, Oh, I don't
I
know.
thought Gordon was the real star here when he's like, Andy's like, have you eaten it, sir? Do you like those goat cheese balls? And he was like, oh my God, like he was trying to like answer politely. He's like, well, her restaurants are mostly wet lead, right? Like cocktails. And he's like, by the way, they're way too big. And I'm like, you know what? He's right. Because I've noticed the last like several times, like I've only ever had one because they are pretty big. And he's right that like the goal is to get your people to order two or three drinks, so you got to make them smaller, which is annoying. So in that regard, like he was funny and spot on, but I respected her. She's like, I'm just not trying to squeeze my customers. I don't need it. Let them have a good time and not spend as much money. So I was like, I appreciated the value.
It was funny too, like when Andy played the game and he's like, when you're serving bread, do you serve it with butter or oil? Like
Yeah.
every answer, like they were like getting like the opposite things, and it was so, I was laughing because Sarah and I long have talked about, all the restaurants, and so it was so on brand that Lisa has the opposite opinion
Yeah.
of like
And it was funny though, they're both English, so you would think that a lot of their answers would have been the same.
Or like, would you rather have, is it better to have a chicken or a steak on the menu? A
Yeah.
roasted chicken
Well, you
or,
know how she loves making her roast chicken.
yes. And I yelled steak and she's all chicken.
You know it, because that's her one thing she makes, like every opportunity she gets.
But the steak at Sir was always fire. But
She kind of
that was
shaded
funny.
Katie and Ariana too, because Andy's like, you know what? I'm gonna watch Food Stars now. He's like, how do you think Katie and Ariana would do? And she's like, oh, they wouldn't get past the first round. It's like, you assholes.
I know.
It's a dick move. I'm pretty sure Gordon said shut the fuck up on air, and they left it in.
Oh, they
There was no
did.
beep.
They
They
did.
did.
Yeah, I watched because I watched the live feed of it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, no, I watched the West Coast feed, I mean. And
Oh,
yeah,
really?
it was there. Yeah. It was like
Oh.
twice.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and listen to my recording because I watched it live on the website. But okay, I mean, he gets so angry at other people.
I
He
know. Well,
didn't even
that's.
flinch.
I was waiting. I was like, okay, he's gonna get busted. And then it just. Ne I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
And then he said, Lisa, it seems like you kind of give the Toms a pass. She's like, a pass for what? She's like, I don't, like in life. And she actually said, she's like, well, I suppose I probably do. I'm like, okay, so you admit it. At least you admit it.
Yeah.
And then Anne was the bartender. Anne is doing a lot of Schwartz, like, oh, shucks, and having her hands in front of her face to like to make them look endearing or something. And I'm not saying it's not natural. I just noticed that she's very Schwartz-like. Oh, shucks. Oh, gee. Oh, gosh, golly.
I mean, I'm happy for Anne. I'm glad she's like getting like a little moment, and she's, it's like it's like how like she was like a breakout, star fun comedy relief this season, much like Joe is. It's like we needed them this season for sure.
For relief, yeah.
Yes.
Break up the intensity and
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, people were in our group, there was a debate going on, like Ariana, because like the people were saying Lala, like she's not main character energy, she doesn't have that BDE, whatever. And it's like, I don't think that's the argument. I don't think anyone's be like, the show is will make or break based on Ariana being there. It's like, no, she doesn't really have that main. I mean, everyone has their seasons where they're quieter or they're more in the limelight. She is always she. I mean, Lala's not t entirely wrong. We're just like kind of coasted by, but at the same time, you can't have everyone be like this. Bum bum bum. You need balance and relief, and
Absolutely,
that's what
absolutely.
Ariana has provided. I said, kind of like Nia. No one wants to bash on Nia and Danny.
But like, yeah, she's also kind of played the long game. Like
Yeah.
it's kind of her time. She's kind of earned it. So, I feel like in that way, like we can't really say anything either 'cause it's like, yeah, she,
Let she is lead character energy this season.
Let her have it, you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, overall, sure. Has she been in boring in seasons? Sure. But you also need boring in order to have balance, because if you're otherwise, we have everyone yelling at decibel 10 at all times. That no one's going to want to watch that.
Yeah, and that's the break and we need that for the story too, to like just to keep it nice and even, and yeah, totally.
We need Nia to balance out, you know, Jesse and Michelle at that dinner. Or
I still need to. I haven't watched the Valley yet. I need to see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna rewatch it and take our notes, and we can do that tomorrow or tonight, whatever works for you.
I'm so sorry. I have to wrap it up right now, though. I've got to go. Yeah. But you guys.
That's all I had anyways.
Yeah, reunion one in the books. And
we'll be back with the Valley in the next day or so. I'll be working on my polls today, so get those up today or tomorrow.
And as always, like, I'm sure we're going to have, like, circle back to more thoughts on the reunion. And, yeah, so we'll be back with the Valley.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.